Let's pray. I urge that petitions, prayers, and intercessions be offered on behalf of all people, rulers, and those in authority, so we may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honor God. Heavenly Father, your word continues in Daniel. Praise be to the name of God, Father, forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. Awesome God, you rule over history and time, but not bound or governed by them. You are sovereign and know history from its beginning to its end. They are yours. We pray that those who will be elected in this elections week will have their plans and initiatives come from you, and that wisdom of many godly counselors. Your word continues in Isaiah in chapter 45, verse 19. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Father God, sometimes it's difficult for us to know what's true and what's not. Grant us divine discernment as we contemplate our votes, so we can cast ballots that reflect the truth of God's word. Your word continues in Exodus. Select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain. Heavenly Father, we pray that our elected officials will first and foremost be accountable to you, then to us as they represent, that we will elect righteous leaders who will honor and obey you, and your wisdom from Proverbs. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Lord God, your judgments are perfect. You love justice, and you exercise mercy even when we don't deserve it. I pray that our government will view justice and mercy from biblical understanding. And if they draw no weight towards you, we draw near to you in our worship. We pray that your reign may be seen more clearly in our lives, the lives of the church. We pray for the spread of the gospel in our world. Help us to do your work on earth as it is in heaven, and hasten the day when this world will be the kingdom of our Lord and of Christ Jesus, who will reign forever and ever. Amen.